This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is a parent. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Sunday, the 18th day of March, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours. Then we're back with a weekday transmission. David Knight, 8 a.m., myself at 11 a.m., and, of course, 3 o'clock, Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and others, the War Room. Certainly not a boring time to be alive, and there's never a slow news day, as some people would like to say. Sometimes mainstream media doesn't have its talking points out, and they take a vacation, but we never sleep here when it comes to defending not just this republic, but the future of humanity and the defense of free will and our own chance to govern our own destiny. There's so much I want to get to here. The Justice Department is moving with indictments against McCabe, Comey, and Hillary Clinton, finally, along with others in their crime network. I have that from sources very high up, and the sources have been telling me this for a month. And then now I'm seeing people, very prominent former deputy directors and others, saying exactly what I've been told. So I've been kind of sitting on this because folks know I'm not a wishful thinker. I don't tell you something's going away until it's going that way. Minds might get changed. The Democrats might roll over and back off and let us make the country great again. And then maybe there could be some detente, because I don't want to have the big train wreck that's going to come from this. But it's better than going into the long night of tyranny and letting the Clinton crime cabal continue to stay in power and sell us out to the communist Chinese and others. And Trump tried to give them a chance to go quietly, you know, out to pasture, not into the dark night, but just, you know, take their stolen loot and go. I mean, they put Napoleon on Alba and then another island, not because they didn't hate the guy, but because he had a lot of networks, a lot of people, and they wanted him to make a deal and give up for everybody's greater good. Well, he snuck back a few years later, as everybody knows, and then had to be finally completely locked up, not just given his own island and, you know, a few hundred of his own troops. Because with that little network, he launched attacks again. And it's the same thing here. They're not going to give up. They're not going to go away. They're crazy. So huge news on that front. Also, Vladimir Putin re-elected. There were globalists trying to hack in and block that. A lot of craziness there. That's all coming up. And I'm going to spend some time on this. You know, I normally check Drudge Report 5, 6, 10 times a day. I didn't today. I was watching my wife on her iPad, and I saw some of the stuff she was looking at, so I kind of got it away from her when she started cooking lunch. I'm just explaining how my surfing habits, and I went down the rabbit hole of the London Guardian. I didn't know that Drudge had it as well as his top story. The Cambridge Analytica files. Meet the whistleblower. I created Steve Bannon's psychological warfare tool. Staff claim Analytica ignored ban on foreigners working elections. Facebook suspends Zuckerberg to testify before Senate committee. Socials weaponized. Data harvested. Behaviors predicted. Manipulated. This is like in 2018, saying, this young man invented the automobile in 2014. He was the first ever to have an automobile. You're like, automobiles have been around for 100-something years. That's what social networks are. That's how they data mine. It's how they harvest. They're 100% Democrat globalist worldwide. They fund the Arab Spring. They fund all these uprisings. They fund the war in Ukraine, the war on Russia, the war against Brexit. Oh, but one young guy who was in these companies, they're now putting him out there, knowing people aren't technical, like, he invented this, he discovered it, and they harvested millions of names. Yes, Steve Bannon with this guy developed basically a spit wad shooter compared to a 5,000 megaton hydrogen bomb. Okay? In fact, pull me that clip at the top of the story and coming out and say the social networks are taking over for the globalists, not the other way around. Print me that article. I need that clip.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned explosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is the national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a theme at high level.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are two giant news stories that we're going to predominantly cover here on this live Sunday broadcast today. The 18th day of March, 2018. Thank you so much for joining us. And there's a lot of other big tidbits like Vladimir Putin getting reelected with a landslide. But the first big story is the firing of McCabe before he got his pension, the hysteria in Washington, the open and shut case that he perjured himself and his wife got $500,000 from Hillary, and that they used government money to pay for Fusion GPS, and that he sat over that cabal, that organization. Oh, and of course, the big one, protected Hillary, protected all her crimes with Eric Holder, and of course, Ms. Lynch after that, Loretta Lynch. So Comey's been caught perjuring as well before Congress. It's open and shut, and that's just what we know. Imagine what the president knows. So, all of that said, that's going to be coming up today. In fact, I'm going to hit that first after I get some other important news out of the way in the next segment. And, of course, then you've got to ask yourself, how big a response are we going to see from the MSM globalists? What other tricks up their sleeves do they have? This is obviously a very dangerous, critical time for the American reboot that we're all in the middle of right now. Now, that said, though, I want to tackle this first, because I'm not an IT expert when it comes to zeros and ones and programming. I mean, I took programming some in middle school and high school and did a little bit of it here and there. And I try to focus on a computer and be engineering or electricity or anything. I mean, I can actually get pretty good at it, but it's not my forte. It's not the direction I've gone in. What I do is I study what the experts say in the big swath of where a technology is going, what it's based on, and how it operates. Now, 2 years ago, Google came out, and they said that when they were founded in the late 1990s with CIA and NSA funding and money, that the government officials that were there from NQTEL and DARPA said, we already have a bunch of search engines and system. What is this? They said, sir, and Wired Magazine wrote about this 2 years ago. We first, of course, covered it over a decade ago. We're building an over-the-horizon future-predicting system. But once you can predict it, you can also manipulate people with stimulus to control them. And we want billions of people plugged into a supercomputer so it can machine learn. And then we're going to put everybody in their own groups and manipulate and control them basically through peer pressure and bullying. Now, remember, last year, Sean Parker came out, the former head of Facebook. And others, a bunch of executives there went public. Documents got released in Australia where they said, we exploit liberals mainly. We exploit people that are depressed. We exploit young people. And we try to keep them desperate and alone. And we have fake bots that manipulate them that look like real people, but that they're avatars. And then we data mine billions of people a day to then manipulate through peer pressure and control them. Facebook told advertisers to identify teens feeling insecure and worthless. So now that they make you depressed, now they're going to offer psychology tests and things and then recommend, you know, drugs you should be put on. So, you know, it's kind of a whole 360 spectrum there, even making money off of how they make you depressed and basically doom your life. And there's thousands of articles admitting this. So imagine, I have that curse. I have that thing called a memory. And so when I got up this morning, and my wife was reading the London Guardian on her iPad, I went and spent, like I do, 2.5 hours reading everything about it from every angle. And it is just a ridiculous PR stunt with this new superhero character they're launching that has pink hair. So you know you got to listen to him. And he's gay, so you can't question him just at that point. Who cares if you're gay, dude? Give me a break. Other people walk up and say, I'm heterosexual, dun, 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 or I'm whatever, man, I don't care. It's not that I dislike it because you're gay. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. So, Stephen Hawking dies as their PR guy, and then 1 week later, we've got the new guy. And it's like Jesus arrives. He's the greatest genius the world ever saw. He has a way to track people on social networks and know what group they're in and then bully them with bots to make them politically do what he wants. It says he invented it in 2014. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my, I mean, this is he. Folks, he also invented in 2014 fire. He invented the wheel. In fact, Jesus was gay, and he was married to him. Now I'm being sarcastic. Ladies and gentlemen, social networks were theorized at MIT in the 70s. Steve Pachinik talked about it. My dad at UT wrote seminal papers on it that were then picked up and basically went into the classification bin. My dad told me about social networks when I was 5 years old and the whole plan. Okay? So, no, but no. I didn't tell you all about this 20 years ago. This hasn't been going on publicly for about 15. This man invented it. Now, that's how they do it, you see. They go, oh, my God, the Russian collusion. It's incredible. Stephen Bannon went with some Mercer money. And they went in and they wanted somebody to go harvest conservatives and libertarians from the database to activate them politically and motivate them. And when I saw the numbers of 5 million, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars got hundreds of millions of free thinkers worldwide mobilized to just promote free market and capitalism. We weren't paid by the Mercers. 5 million is a joke. But again, they know the general public doesn't know this. So they have this huge to-do about, you know, the cool gay guy with pink hair and the camo jacket who didn't know what he was doing, and he's really sorry. He's God. He gave us Promethean fire. He knew everything. And there's one email where they pitched a Russian bot company to help do their operation, and so that's the proof of Russian collusion, even though it never happened. And it says, I made Steve Bannon's psychological warfare tool meet the data war whistleblower. Oh, like InfoWar? Oh, did you invent InfoWar too, young man? Did your pink hair invent it? And you read this crap. I mean, it's like a 20-page article or more. And then I read a bunch of others, and it's just a giant hoax. It's a total hoax. Bannon never covered up the fact that he went and tried to data mine to create a database to expand Breitbart and all this other stuff. Because as a Democrat globalist, I guess he thought he could capitalize off that or whatever. But that's what there's probably 20 companies in Austin bigger than Cambridge Analytics doing the same thing for the Democrats. They're the ones that dominate it all. But if conservatives and libertarians even try to toy with it, they go, oh my God, you're manipulating everyone. It's Zuckerberg calling his users dumb effers. They admit the whole thing is a giant manipulation and data mining and putting people in pens and bullying them. But oh, this guy with pink hair invented it. And oh, the Republicans are using it. Bots are illegal when Republicans have them.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to get into the imminent indictments of McCabe, Comey, Hillary, you name it. The word is, they've got the evidence, they're going forward. Trump delivers on every front. He always does what he says he'll do. And how are they going to respond? They are so panicked. They're openly threatening the president. Wait till we get to that in the next segment. But since I mentioned this, let me try to quantify this because it's a big deal. The world is learning about how social networks have been weaponized from the beginning to make you depressed, to control you, to make you a globalist, to make you a leftist, to bully people with bots that sound like they're regular folks, ridiculing you when you Twitter or Facebook something right of Mao Zedong or V.I. Lenin. And so now it's well known, it's always been in the news, that Bannon for Breitbart, wanting a database of conservatives, went in 2015-16 and paid different companies to go into the profiles of Facebook and to create a database and a relationship for political mailers. Conservatives hadn't even done that. Everything's leftist. Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. They're the ones that admit 99% of it's leftist, globalist. Sean Parker's gone public. All of it, they try to keep you depressed. They try to keep you under their control. And then you read this big article, the Cambridge Analytica files. I made Stephen Bannon's psychological warfare tool meet the data war whistleblower. And then when you read the article, what they're saying is standard data mining, public source, totally legal. Once they got the codes to get into the private Facebooks and public ones, they would then have bots strike up relationships. That's what the Democrats and the globalists and the modern internet is. So Bannon goes and does a primitive attempt to get into it and do what they were doing a decade before. And now they write huge articles like he discovered free energy. It's like saying you discovered radio in 2018 when it was invented by Marconi in, what, 1889 or something? Look up when Marconi discovered radio, please, and published his five. I'm just going from memory. It was 18-something. So I'm reading this, and it's like, this guy's got pink hair. He discovered radio in 2018. And it's a total cutout. Just like everything else. He worked at the company. Yeah, Bannon went and did it. Yeah, there were millions of dollars of Russian bots involved. 80% of them were anti-Trump, including rallies that Michael Moore attended against Trump that was funded by the Russian bot company, because you get around campaign finance laws by going overseas. And who's famous for that? The Clintons, the Clinton Foundation. Billions. 1888. When did I say? My memory, it's just incredible. If I just don't question my memory, it's almost always right. But then there was a debate about it, and three other guys kind of did it at the same time. I think it was published and agreed that he was, I think it was 1889, that he was recognized as inventing it. But I believe the first transmissions were in 1888. Anyway, side issue. Hadn't looked at that in 30 years. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, folks, I don't make this crap up. People see me up here saying all this stuff, and they think there's no way this guy actually knows all this stuff. I do and more, believe me. And it's not bragging. I'm just letting you know. So, no, he didn't invent radio. This guy with pink hair did. I don't care that he's got pink hair. Hell, there are more people with pink hair in America now or purple hair than there are with just a regular color. Mine's all falling out in gray. I don't give a damn. I'm not a... He's got pink hair, ladies and gentlemen. And I read this crap. And I mean, I spent hours on this today, and I couldn't believe it. It's all... Bannon invented a system with this pink-haired guy to bully people with fake bots. So you think you're really conservative and have friends, and then it gives you confidence. And then you go out and you do things, and then... Oh, yes. Steve Bannon with this guy in 2000... This guy in 2014, Bannon a year and a half later, they invented organizing people on social networks and data mining it for political purposes. Really? Because a couple years before that, they funded the whole Arab Spring to overthrow a bunch of countries, and Google, Facebook, and Twitter admittedly honchoed it. But see, that's all buried in the back of the newspaper. See how that works? It's all just... Man, that whiz kid's incredible. Yeah, did you hear? He invented steam engines in 2018. Yeah. And he invented fire and shoes. And let me tell you about this guy. What's his name? Christopher Weil. He invented toilet paper. That's right. My God, he's got a nose ring, pink hair. God, he's powerful. I don't know what to do right now. I'm kind of threatened right now by an intellect that big. And then everyone just, oh my gosh, oh, what are we going to do? They got this power. The Republicans are dominating the internet. And they're censoring and they've got mind control weapons. And all they did was data mine 5 million people to create a new mailing list to get them politically involved and try to get donations out of them. The Democrats would fix the search results daily with Hillary Clinton in between phone calls with Google. She was getting the questions for the debate, planting questions for Trump, and then lying about it all in the same day. Everything rigged. Everything tilted. And then they're like, how do we keep these Republicans from being able to use bots? Because their worldview is so much more popular and people want nationalism and, God, we're selling tyranny versus capitalism. How do we do that? Just say it's Russian, have a big genius come out with pink hair and talk about how they invented it. Oh, that's how Trump won. He had all these fancy things to steal it. But Facebook, Google, Twitter, CNN, ABC News, NBC, all of the whole Hollywood combine, foreign governments, the EU, the Pope, the communist Chinese, all piling on. But Trump still won. How do we make it look like we're not hated and there hadn't been a total political realignment and the whole world's turning against us? What do we do? Just like Comey 2012. Oh, there's an African in Central Africa with all these slaves and he's evil. And look, there's a trendy university student fighting it. And let's raise $1 million. Comey's on the CIA payroll, been protected the whole time. He's a ghost profile there. So they have an excuse to invade wherever they want. And I already knew that before I know the people that sit down and have dinner with him and deliver him lost rockets. Now, that's what this comes down to. And that's why I spent so much time on this, is because I love Drudge. And I know it's a big breaking story. Can you guys pop Drudge back up there for me? But, you know, it's all the big story up there. The Cambridge Analytica file's gone. They invented fire. Oh, what is it? Fire! Meet the whistleblower. Oh, he's got pink hair, Jerry. He's powerful. Oh, my God. I created Steve Bannon's psychological warfare tool. Oh, yeah, you want lower taxes, want your sovereignty back, want to stop being bashed by globalists and being pissed all over? Yeah, the truth's called psychological warfare. The truth's called victory. That's why Trump's so important and has so much courage and it's so amazing, because he's just not out to get you. So the whole Stephen Bannon thing, this whole deal about Analytica and all this, it's a big story. I'm glad Drudge is covering it. My point is that it's hiding in plain view when you read this crap that Bannon was trying to go back to what was around 10 years before or more and trying to tinker toy. And so making a foray into their whole fake bot Facebook world, they're saying no, no, no. Now they put an article out trying to introduce bots to the world as if libertarians and conservatives are the ones that invented it for social control.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
SJW globalist George Soros dropping.
Stabilize.
So George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton and the New World Order and Michael Moore. Go back to
Haiti.
Where you came from. We're awake and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are
Cambridge Analytica file story that is one of the biggest stories in the worldwide media right now is a giant, disgusting hoax. And I'm going to just say this and I'm done talking about it. I already broke it down earlier and laid it all out. They're saying that Stephen Bannon and some pink-haired guy developed the idea to data mine Facebook in 2014, 15, 16 for political purposes, and that they have bots that then contact people and try to get them politically involved. That's what MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all of that's been going on since the inception of the internet as we know it. When you send somebody an auto response on email, that's a bot. And there's been no discussion of bots and manipulation politically. I've been talking about it forever, except when they talk about Trump. And Congress, in their investigation, even admits less than 0.5% of bot activity in 2016 was Russian. And 80% of that was leftist. Russia is like America. It's overrun with leftists. It's overrun with Soros operators. The Russians are just aware of it. Internationalists have had enough of New York, D.C. globalism. It was the left went and took over Russia in 1917, 100 years ago plus. Believe me, they've had a good gang raping. Bernie Sanders wanted to have his honeymoon there in the 70s, and he did. He doesn't want to have it there now because it's not a place to have his way with Christians. That's what this is. The globalists want to mount your head on the wall. They're evil. They want dominance. They want control. They're mentally ill. Just like Hitler, just like Mao, they have this nature to want to control it all. They're like cancer. Bernie Sanders describes the Soviet Union honeymoon. Oh, it's incredible. There's too many choices, too much medicine, too much entertainment in America. It's a quote. I like austerity, except I got five houses, a bunch of $100,000 cars. But I'm the ruling class. I'm Bernie Sanders. All right, sorry. The big news is coming. I just had to hit this bot news because did you hear Stephen Bannon discovered a thing called fire? Yeah, he did. He's really powerful. But a pink-haired guy actually did it. He's the guy behind it all. Because the idea of libertarians or nationalists even getting involved in bots, not bots that make people insecure, not bots to control them like Facebook documents show they do, not Zuckerberg famously saying, pull up New York Magazine, pull it up. Our readers, they trust us. They're dumb effers and laughing at everybody. And the documents come out that it's their job to keep you depressed. We had the article earlier. Let's throw it up on screen. To keep you depressed, to control you. Yeah, embarrassing and damaging. Zuckerberg's IMs confirmed by Zuckerberg, the New Yorker. Scroll down. And he's talking about how much he hates his users. Zuck. So, yeah, if you ever need info about anyone in Harvard, this is just them, their own alumni, how to stalk folks. Just ask. I have over 4,000 emails, pitches, addresses. Friend, what? How'd you manage that one? People just submitted it. I don't know why they trust me, dumbass. Now, I remember 8 years ago to be on Facebook, they'd send a thing and go, are these really your friends? And it'd be high school photos from 30 years ago, and it would do a face scan of you. It's getting everything, sharing it, bigger than any database, 3 billion users, totally in control, AI system. But they think you're such troglodytes, like where you're showing, you know, poor pygmies have never seen technology, a lighter, it is God. You know, they've got flamethrowers over here, but they're like, look, Bannon made fire. Look at the fire. And everybody, ooh, did you hear what Bannon did? And I've noticed that's a tactic they use against me. They'll go, Jones is a master manipulator. No one's better. Here's how he lies to people. And then they'll show made up stuff I didn't say. But it's this appeal to like, wow, look, he's really good at BS. But that's not what I've done. So my point is Zuckerberg and all these big things are broke into your info. They're tracking everything. The appliances are watching and listening. Everything's a total free-for-all. And then there's lawsuits coming, congressional hearings. Steve Bannon worked with a company. Why, up to 5 million profiles of Facebook were accessed without Facebook users' permission, and then people contacted them. It's like when they go bully the woman, CNN in Florida and Broward County. Why, the Russian bots were talking. She goes, no, I meet with the people here locally. We're libertarians and conservatives. We like Trump. We talked to her. She's a listener. She didn't want to come on. She didn't want any more attention. And they bully her because they claim something connected to a Russian bot once posted a link that was sent to her. See how dumb they think you are? So this bot thing's a big deal. Because they've got them, they use them, they're on record rigging everything. And this is all going on, and now the London Guardian just told us it was invented by a guy with pink hair 4 years ago. The article says that. They were shutting AI robots off 20-something years ago because they didn't know what they were doing. They had plans for information energy, as it was called when they classified 35, 40 years ago. They had everything, theoretically, in the incredible mind of humans. And then now it's here. And then, again, they tell you, because they don't want to have a debate about how they're illegally using bots, how they're trying to make you depressed, how they're trying to rig everything, how they're rigging the debates, how they're rigging the town halls, how they're doing it all. No. If you try to harvest Facebook for 5 million names that you contact to politically be involved, to be an American, or to be sovereign, that's the dirtiest thing the world ever saw. And they talk about the guilt of the pink-haired guy, you know, that he did this and didn't know what he'd done, but he was such a genius. And I wonder if this guy even knows he's being used. Because I went and looked at the company records and stuff. This is just some programmer for just some second-rate standard, you know, contact program that goes and skims contacts. He can send somebody a damn email, and they act like this guy just discovered Valhalla in his ass at the same time. All right, our top story was the impending indictments of McCabe and Comey and Hillary and how bold that is of Trump and how are they going to strike back, because that's huge news. We're going to get to that next. And so much more. And then it turns out the executive of that company, according to Lee Sterling, and he's got the documents. Turns out they sued me for claiming the CIA was involved in overthrowing governments. So I wasn't really talking about him. But then it turns out the company reportedly works for it, brags that it runs out, carries out covert CIA operations. I mean, not that I ever thought anybody that works at the State Department might be involved in the CIA. Next, you're going to tell me that the sky's blue and penguins walk funny and bears take big old fat dumps in the woodlands. But we'll keep straight shooting you straight ahead. By the way, as you know, they're trying to shut us down. So when you spread the live links, you spread the articles, you're not bots, you're real people. When you, on your email or in person or whatever, on local radio, spread the word about the local station, that's what gets the word out and funds their operation. And that's how we reach more people. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. InfoWars in 2018 really is the archetypal example of human brains online fighting against the globalist and seeing if we can overturn this anti-human system. This is the human versus AI operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But the immune wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much
more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're 47 minutes into this global broadcast, and I have not gotten into our top story yet. You know, I'm not one to hype things, as the audience knows. I don't sit there and say indictments of Hillary are imminent, indictments of McCabe are imminent, until our sources have told us that, indeed, that's where this is going. You've seen the evidence mount, the perjury to Congress, the fake dossiers, McCabe getting $500,000 from Hillary from her foundation, his wife, Comey testifying on May 3rd that he never leaked anything, and now we know he's the main leaker, and then later on June 8th admitting he'd leaked, going back over a year repeatedly. I mean, that's all bombshell. But the big story is Trump's taking the gloves off. And I've seen the real signs of them cracking with Joy Behar and Hillary's former campaign manager and Democrat Congressman Dick Durbin going, Trump's not racist. The same 30% of Democrats that voted to put Obama over the top are the ones that voted for Trump, which is true. And I got a bunch of other examples, but I watch everything. And smarter Democrats, who aren't even good people, but they're survivors, they see this as an extinction-level event. One side says, go for broke, threaten everybody, sue everybody, overthrow the country, call for the murder of the president, and we've got clips of that. But the smart ones go, man, you've really revealed yourself. We should be acting like Trump to get our people in office, like happened in Pennsylvania. There was also election fraud now proven. You need to stop. This is crazy. But Clinton and her crime network are still in control. Thank God. But not thank God. I mean, at a Machiavellian level, I'm like, oh, thank God they're still in control. But I don't like seeing evil done and bad, even if it hurts the overall bad system. It's still unseemly, because if there's a runaway bulldozer going through houses, okay, it's going to run over the first house that has bad guys in it. There's a bunch of other houses. See, I think like moves ahead. I'm not arrogant. And the globalists that aren't arrogant are like, run up the white flag, stop, stop. Trump never blinks. He never backs down. He's a pragmatist. He's actually a libertarian liberal. He just has a soft spot for America, and they think that's mentally ill, to not, like, just harvest everybody and screw everybody over. And I mean, I love Facebook explaining to folks about, oh, Bannon got 5 million of your names out of 3 billion and contacted you. He raped you. I just call you dumbass and try to keep you depressed and rip you off. You know, it's like, I've done 85 billion times what he did, but I'm going to tell you how. It's like Hitler being the chief judge at Nuremberg and then sentencing Nazi cadets to be hung. That's what's so, it's the hypocrisy and watching them have the knowledge and screw people that I want to just tell people about the trick. The hat trick. And they say, I'm mentally ill because I know how the hat trick works. I'm like a globalist. But I don't use it to F people over. Do you understand that? That's what's so frustrating. These are bad people. The average leftist is a lost, bought, desperate, mentally ill, under their control, doing whatever they say, hoping they can be somebody. They use people. But I know if you use people, it comes back on you. I thought if we built everybody up, I would rise. And that's why they say I'm an arrogant, crazy person. Because I'm projecting my own self on the general public. Well, I just know this. I'm not signing on to you devil worshiper pedophiles operation. So that's not going to happen. And I've told you, fill your hand. You have filled it. And so we'll see at the end of the day what happens here. All I know is I got to make a good showing in front of God. You people aren't in my equation. There's only one entity that's in my equation. And when I spiritually feel like I'm lined up with God, I'm fine. The minute I get out of alignment, that's the real torture. You people, see, I serve somebody. Like Bob Dylan said, you globalists haven't got that yet. I don't serve Hollywood. I don't serve your new order. I don't give a rat's butt about any of this. I care about lining my soul up with God and doing things that are right. And you think because I'm not a big narcissistic, inbred, scumbag sociopath like you that I'm weak? No, you're weak. I'm just trying to get right with God. So I got a bunch of these clips. This is James Kallstrom, former deputy head of the FBI, says they plotted to undermine Trump, to frame him and to protect Hillary, and they perjured themselves, and it's all coming out, and Trump's willing to play those cards, and it's bombshell. And just like Trump's delivered on every other thing he said he'd do, Eye of the Tiger, man, he is there to take down the globalists and this criminal cabal that was so arrogant it thought it was invincible. Here's that clip.
I think we have ample facts revealed to us during this last year and a half that high-ranking people throughout the government, not just the FBI, high-ranking people had a plot to not have Hillary Clinton, indicted so that she could remain the flawed candidate that she was, which in my view is stupidity. And they also had even the Strzok guy talked about this. And they had a backup plan to basically frame Donald Trump. Right. And that's what's been going on. This whole thing, in my view, is just total phony.
Total phony. Planet phony. And that's it. That's it. That's all they've got. Is that as he said, they make it about the FBI. And as if you're saying the average FBI agent's bad. The FBI is a middle player in this. You've got the National Security Agency. You've got the CIA. You've got Defense Intelligence. You've got Director of National. You've got all of them involved illegally spying on Trump, the campaign. That's totally illegal. Lying about what data they gain. Lying to Congress. And then they've got the FBI trying to fix the investigation to protect Hillary. And then, oh, my God, they got us with the Russians and they got us with the Chinese. Let's go blame it on Trump. I mean, that's the whole plan. It's crazy. So let's get into some of the perjury, because Trump's come out and said Comey is a perjurer. And then everybody started threatening him because of those clips when we get after the next segment. But here is May 3rd, Comey saying that he never supplied anybody with information. And then a month later, in June 8th, he's saying he did. And again, they've got the recordings. They've got the files. They've got the FBI files now. They've got it all. Comey was leaking the whole time before Trump even got elected, before he was even president-elect, before he was even the nominee, which is illegal. Here it is.
Director Comey, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?
Never.
So, that's May 3rd. Let's go to June 8th. Here he is once he knows that they've already talked to the sources. FBI agents were there. There's a lot of FBI agents. In fact, I'm not lionizing the FBI, but it is FBI agents that have actually been the critical witnesses to Congress and the president that are about to bring all this down. So once he knows the FBI agents have told the truth and blown his cover for his criminal operations, here's what he says.
And finally, did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, President tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape.
Pause. Oh, he never wrote all this down to be a fake record. Oh, he jeepers creepers, lordy, lordy, I'm such a good Sunday school boy. Get in my yellow Volkswagen, I'll take care of you. Lordy, lordy, I just thought, here it is.
And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought...
I didn't leak. I just gave it to somebody. I didn't order somebody killed. I just gave the order. I didn't kill the guy. I just gave the order. You just heard classic mafia. Let's finish.
That might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
And was that Mr. Wittes?
No. No.
Who was that?
A good friend of mine who's a professor at Columbia Law School.
A good friend of mine. Because with the FBI at that level, it's all about, are you 7 feet tall, or do you look like you're really a good guy? Like, will they be stunned when we walk a 7 foot tall guy in? It's all just, and he's just nothing but a little crook. Second hour straight ahead, spread those live links, stick it in the eye of Soros, Zuckerberg, and all of them. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Big breaking news in the second hour. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.